The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Good morning, Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Hope you are very well this morning. How you doing, Stevie?
I'm all right.
Stevie, that's never happened.
No idea. No, I don't like that. But anyway,
never happen again.
Never do that again, J-Bo. And well, I'm all right. I'm all right. Yeah, keeping busy. You know, moving them down the stairs.
Bonhomie.
Yeah, yeah. We got to paint that on, haven't we?
Exactly. Of course, you have people around you who needs. You know, the morale's boosting.
That's it.
That's what we're here for.
We're morale boosters.
That's what we're all.
We are key workers. We're not key workers.
We are key workers to the key workers. That's what I keep saying to myself.
Do people who work in like Timpton, are they like key workers, the key cutting guys? Are they classed as key workers?
They're literally key workers.
They've got to be key workers, haven't they?
I would say they're the first in line.
Zamo at Grange Hill, he's a key worker, apparently.
He's a key worker,
yeah. That's what he does now. He does that now.
That's it. Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because, you know, there's a lot of people who are doing jobs that, you know, and I think we're all guilty of it, where you sort of overlook them, you know, bin men and shop workers and stuff. Not overlook them, but you sort of, you know, you pass through their lives on a daily basis and you never really acknowledge what they do, you know. So I've seen people on the phone, like at the front of a queue in the supermarket when the guys or girls like checking all their stuff, which I always think is a bit rude. Yeah. And now suddenly, these people are like, they're like Avengers Assemble.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
They've all come together.
They're like the end of shopkeeper.
Yeah, they're like Captain Planet. Yeah. You know, they all come together to create an amazing team. These are the people keepers. And so hopefully, the one thing we get out of this, as we move forward, when we get over this, and it will be over at some point, is that we'll have a newfound respect for a lot of people who may have been a bit invisible in the world before now.
Yeah.
That's what I say anyway.
That's a nice positive message.
That's me. You know what I'm about.
Well, we're spreading positivity like anchor butter.
Nice. Good link. That's coming later in the show, where there's a big package of prizes to be won thanks to our friends at Anchor Butter. I'll tell you about it later.
This is Jason Manford.
This
matters.
Sun's come back out today anyway on this, well, certainly on this Thursday. It's pre-recorded Thursday. What's it like down there, big guy?
It's not come out a big guy now. It's not.
Yeah.
It's
trying
not
to come up with something different.
I know, I like it. Yeah. It's not come out here yet. It's windy.
Well, let's hope
windy today.
Let's hope it brightens up soon, Sexpot. which one do you prefer?
Sexpot. I like Sexpot.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll go with that.
I'm joined by Sexpot.
I'm just trying to become friends with you again because you last night when we were playing FIFA, you were getting pretty angry, weren't you?
Yeah, but I won the last game, so I was all right then. I went to bed smiling. I bet you didn't sleep for about 3 hours, did you? But you're sitting there, ruining that missed chance. But no, I went to bed with a smile on my face.
Yeah. Did your wife ask, why are you smiling so much? Oh.
No reason. No reason. Just had a lovely, lovely little sleep. Oh, I dreamt of goals going in from all sorts of angles. It was amazing.
I've only realised recently, and I think we can both be honest with each other, that I'm happy to play you at the computer, at the PlayStation there. But when I go online and try and play anyone else in the world, I am rubbish.
Yeah, and don't play anybody sort of under 30. I think that's the rule, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, awful. I mean, just like 12-0 or something, you get beat.
I mean, 12. I got done 12-0 by some 12-year-old Japanese guy.
But I've said this before. I've played games when you score early and you go, go, I think I might beat this person. And then at half time, they just score. They come back and score 10 goals. Like they've given the controller to their brother.
That's exactly what's happened.
I can't do this. You beat him.
Their son.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Their son, yeah.
Exactly. Come on, play. Go waking the kid up. Come and do the second half for us.
I'm glad it's like 4 a.m. Come on, come on. Come on. Losing here.
The other day, my wife was on like a Zoom chat, house party chat with her brothers. It was her brother's 40th, so obviously they're all trapped inside, no parties and whatnot. So they were having a little house party app on the app there. And I was sort of, they were all a bit hammered, so I was not, I was, and I wasn't. So I was playing FIFA with you in the living room on a beanbag, watching the telly, right close to the telly. And we were playing. And at one point, I was aware that she turned the laptop around to basically watch what we were doing, because these lads have not seen any football for nearly 6 weeks. And
this is
the first time they got to see a sort of competitive game.
It's the first time we've seen football for ages. Yeah. Maybe this is the way they should finish the season. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, didn't they have a go at that last week where they got a player from each?
They did, yeah. We won. Wolves won. Diego Jota won. Yeah. So, you know, it's another trophy, isn't it? It's all,
absolutely.
They all
he was
came.
Absolutely, I mean, probably, livid, that Liverpool lad, wasn't he?
It's probably made out of Lego. Yeah, it was Oxlade-Chamberlain, wasn't it? He was furious.
Furious.
He got beat on golden goal, so like it went to extra time. I didn't watch it. But I had read earlier in the week that Diego Jota hadn't gone back to Portugal. He was isolating in Wolverhampton, and he was keeping himself busy playing FIFA and Football Manager. And it's paid off. It really has paid off. Jason
Manford. You had a busy week, Steve?
Very busy. I'm still trying to get the shed sorted. Still doing the shed.
Oh, right.
It's just a job that never ends, just putting stuff around. I spent yesterday morning laying a cable.
Yeah. Yeah, like an actual cable.
No, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, no, an actual cable, like a reinforced cable. I know exactly
like
what you. I know exactly
if
where you're.
What's the highlight
of your day? What's the highlight of my day? Yeah, it's one of those jobs that you can. You immediately go to the worst possible connotation, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Like if you worked in a linen factory and you were a quality surveyor or quality controller, and you go, nah, I spent all morning touching cloth. One of them.
Well, it's like the other week when I went to drop the kids off at the pool.
You actually did?
But I literally did, yeah. And I still feel weird about it.
I found an old, what have I got? Pewter chess set in the...
okay.
Yeah, it's all a bit misshapen and stuff. So just the bishop especially needs knocking back into shape. Yeah. I'll leave you to finish the rest.
I see what you're saying there. Yeah, that is weird. That's weird when phrases become like, when they've got two meanings.
Yeah, but the one meaning first is of all, you horrible. Go for the bad meaning first, yeah. But yeah, that's digging a trench in the garden, trying to do that, and then, you know, burying it until a qualified electrician can join the ends up.
Yeah, of course. So that's it now. Your shed is all... ready?
No,
ready to go.
It will be. At the moment, right. I'm still using an extension lead to get power out there. But when this is over and a qualified electrician can look at this cable I've buried, then
I think electricians are allowed to still work, aren't they? I don't know. Are they allowed?
I don't know what you mean.
It sort of feels extra.
It doesn't seem like a necessity. I watch old sitcoms in my shed. It doesn't seem like a necessity.
It's essential. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I guess they're only working if it's an emergency, plumbers and whatnot. You've got to sort of clear the house and then let them come in and do their job. And then, I don't know.
They're saying the tips are going to open again soon. That'll be a glorious day, won't it?
Well, the tips are opening here in Stockport this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Hey. And we got an email today saying that you've got to bring proof of your address because we don't want any outsiders coming in using our tips.
That's fair enough.
The other thing they're doing is if you've got an even number plate, you can come on Saturday. If you've got an odd number plate, you can come Sunday.
Just to stop the rush, so they're trying to sort of,
I guess, to
flatten the curve.
Yeah, but this is, you're talking Cheshire, where people are just going, well, we'll just use that car Saturday and that car Sunday.
Yeah, what's the reg on the other? Right, brilliant. Oh, that's good. That's nice, though, isn't it? That's nice.
Yeah, so that's our weekend sorted.
Well, I'll have to look into ours. I'll have to look when ours opens. Come on, Mortlake.
Tip run. Come on, Adswood. On Absolute Radio. Where real music matters. Hey, in our last link there, Steve, we ventured into a hashtag bin chat. I mean, it was tip chat.
We did slightly, didn't we? Yeah, tip chat. Yeah. It's all refuge chat. Hashtag refuge chat.
Which has become, I've noticed, people were hashtagging last week after we talked about Blue Bin Dave.
Blue Bin Dave, he's become a local celebrity, hasn't he? He's like Captain Tom.
Blue Bin Dave. Hashtag bin chat became sort of one of the new terminologies, really, that we're sort of getting used to. Lockdown lingo is quite a new phenomena. These are phrases that are being used that have only come about in the last few weeks. And we've got obviously the words that we've never used before, and the phrases, you know, furlough. Who would ever heard of furlough before? Unless you watch
furlough,
MASH.
New normal.
Or what's his name? What's the sitcom you like? The old in the army sitcom you like?
Dad's Army.
Bilko.
Bilko.
Bilko. Right. He was always trying to get furloughed.
Was he?
So that's the only sort of word time I've ever heard the word used.
I've never heard it before about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
So furlough, that's a new one. And obviously people keep saying in these unprecedented times.
Unprecedented, yeah.
That's a word that's been used a lot. I mean, I have heard that before, of course, but like it's just like words and phrases that are only being used now.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because of this. So I heard a few. These are a few I got off online the other day. Corona coaster.
What's a corona coaster?
The ups and downs of your mood during the pandemic. You're loving lockdown 1 minute, but suddenly weepy with anxiety the next. It's truly an emotional corona coaster.
It is a corona coaster. I am quite an easy weeper, though. So I am just like, I'll just turn on the telly in the morning and I'm gone for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
Corona coaster.
I know, and I think that it sort of makes you feel a bit like, okay, fine. As long as the rest of the world's going through it, I can sort of deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just me by myself. But some days I just think, oh, I can't. Like yesterday, we did nothing all day. The house was like, if social services would have come yesterday, they'd have gone, we're going to have to take these kids. They can't live here. Like, it was a tip. It was a tip. And this morning, I got up at like 6:30, 7:00, and I've scrubbed the place. But yesterday, I just could not get motivated.
Yeah, but it's that you have to sort of save like little chores for other times, don't you? You go, tomorrow's the day I'm cleaning up. Today, I'm slobbing it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's when you sat playing FIFA with you, like, and just tins.
Well, talking of a corona coaster, that was a corona coaster for you, wasn't it? The highs and the lows.
He wins one game, this guy.
Starting the new season.
You're right. Jason. Absolute Radio. Manford. Where real music matters. This is weird, Steve. I just got
Go on.
I just checked my Twitter, and Danlaa, Danlaa, on Twitter, just tweeted me to say, just met Jason Manford, and all I could think of to say was how I didn't think it was him on The Masked Singer. Now,
right.
I've not left the house.
Yeah,
he sent that 22 minutes
ago. Who's he said that to?
Exactly.
Who's he said that to?
I'm going to message him.
Some
you
bloke.
Met me?
Yeah, met that me? Bloke must be going, I didn't think it was you on The Masked Singer, and he's going, it wasn't.
No, exactly, yeah.
It wasn't me.
Right, I'm messaging him.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
It's weird, isn't it?
I've not left the house for 5 weeks, mate.
Can't be me, mate. Can't be me, unless you're my wife.
And I'm pretty sure I mentioned it to you, but it just proves you never listen to me.
I don't know. We'll see what comes back. Right, I've got some more lockdown lingo.
Go on, lockdown lingo.
Quarantinis. Have you heard of these? Quarantinis.
Oh, it's something to do with kids.
Experimental cocktails mixed from whatever random ingredients you have left in the house. Make us a quarantini.
That's nice. We have got a drawer full of random stuff, and my wife did say, like it was a job, like a proper job in lockdown. She said, we need to get that drawer cleared in lockdown. Like it was a thing we had to achieve.
Like it had to be done, yeah.
Yeah, but she's okay, I like that. Quarantini.
Yeah, this is the quarantini, the boozy equivalent of a store cupboard supper. Southern Comfort and Ribena, quarantini. Mm-hmm. Cherry on top, why not? These are sipped at locktail hour, or which is wine o'clock during lockdown, which seems to be
What time is wine o'clock these days?
Yeah. Well, it should be like 5, shouldn't it, at the end of a working day, but...
It's 5 or 6, but it is like... You know,
it's
got to
be
go
PM, guys.
Yeah, but at the weekend, does it go a little bit earlier just because it's the weekend? Or do you judge it on what you're wearing? As soon as you put your comfies on, you're all right. You're not going out again. I mean, not going out anyway. So
I know. And you know what? We'll have a laugh about it, but some people need to be really thinking about it. I've had to say it to a few friends. Guys, you've been drinking every single day. And I know you're not necessarily got a problem, but I don't want to do like a Zoom intervention.
Zintervention. It's one of the new ones. A Zintervention.
Zintervention. Yeah, there you go.
Hi, guys. What's this Zoom about? We're all having a chat. It's your girlfriend. We don't like her. What? Oh, I thought we were just having a laugh. No.
It's a Zintervention. Lacrosso wrist. You know, Lacrosso? Is it Lacrosso, the pan set?
La Creuset.
Oh, sorry, I was trying to be fancy then. And
it might be in French or whatever, Arabic, whatever language like you were talking then. Yeah.
Le Creuset wrist. It's the new avocado hand. An aching arm after taking one's best saucepan outside to bang during the weekly clap for carers. It might be heavy, but you're keen to impress the neighbours with your high-quality kitchenware.
Banging it really lightly out on the bottom because you don't want to mark it.
Yeah.
Doing a great job. Oh, how long's this clap going to be? Because I don't want to mark it.
My kids took out some saucepans last week and for the first time, which I'd seen other kids doing it. So they'd obviously gone, oh, can we do that? I was like, okay, fine. So they all took a saucepan out. But of course, they put the saucepan upside down on the gravel outside. Right. And now all my saucepans are dead, like rough and nasty. And they broke two wooden spoons banging too hard.
Well, you know. They're doing a great job. What's a spoon in the great scheme of things?
No, you're quite right, but it's not an essential journey to go out and buy a new one.
No. You feel bad going on Amazon and ordering some spoons, don't you? Can you just bring this from your warehouse, mate? I know it's 59p, but I need it.
I've got a few more of these. There's some crackers here. I will go through some more very shortly.
Music matters.
Oh, I've just worked out where I actually did meet this guy, this Dan Lahr guy.
Oh, you have met him?
Yeah, I have actually met him. He knocked at the door to deliver some passports that have been due for about 3 months. And I did actually just meet him. So he was right.
Recent? Like you mean this morning?
Before we started chatting.
And you've forgotten?
I forgot. Yeah, I was like, just met Jason. How could he have met me? I've not left the house. Well, it's both of those statements are true.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did. And he did ask me about the Masked Singer as well. Said that his son knew it was me.
He slammed the door in his face and forgot everything he just said.
I did. And then he weirdly did that thing where he went to hand me the package and I was like,
you put it on a wall and walk away. You know how this works.
I'll come and get it in a bit, yeah. Isn't it weird how we've become really... Like all these things are just the new normal now. That's another phrase, isn't it? The new normal. The new normal.
I quite like the new way, though, because the postman looks through the window because he knows you're in, because everyone's in. He looks through the window, gets your attention, waves, and just points at a wall and then walks off. And then you go outside and there's a present on the wall. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, a present, yeah. Furlough Merlot is a new phrase. Wine consumed in an attempt to relieve the frustration of not working, also known as Bordeaux or Cabernet Tedium.
That's good.
There's some good phrases there. Corona dose, an overdose of bad news from consuming too much media during a time of crisis can result in a panicdemic. So do be careful with those. I've stopped listening.
Yeah, I have as well now. Do you remember when it first started, we used to always tune in for the 5 o'clock sort of conference to see what they're going to say? Not watched that for 2 weeks now.
Nah, it's not going to be good news, is it? Just...
Well, if it's really, really big, important thing, like, you know, they fixed it, then we'll get a text or something, won't we, surely? Let's not drag ourselves.
What about this one? Coronials. As opposed to millennials, this refers to the future generation of babies conceived or born during the coronavirus quarantine. They also might be known as Generation C, which that could work, couldn't it?
Yeah. Could work.
Coronials. I wonder what they'll be like, those kids in the future. Or those kids growing up now in this weird time. Because we'll remember this for the rest of our lives.
They'll be very distant. They'll always be 2 metres away. Always be 2 metres away from you.
Always 2 metres. Never shaking hands.
No handshakes,
which, as you know, I'm a fan of.
Are you a fan of handshake?
No, I'm a fan of not bringing the handshake back.
Oh,
I'm over
me
it.
Me too. Get rid. Get
I'm well
rid.
Over it. We met some new neighbours the other day. We're having a house done up the road there. Trying to, well, we're not at the moment, of course. It's just a big building site. And we met the new neighbours. And he went to shake my hand. And I said, oh, we don't do that anymore, do we? But I sort of did it in a jokey, also very serious way.
Yeah.
like yeah. He tried to kill me, essentially.
Yeah, like he'd just thrown a stick of dynamite at you.
Yeah. Oh, we don't do that
no!
anymore, do we?
No! I told you, Maya, I went in the garage at the top of the road the other day just to get some milk in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a big sort of bloke in there just sort of bumbling around. He wasn't... everyone was sort of... there was only me and the bloke who worked there in there. And he was sort of bumbling around going, "Would I have these, ordered these snacks?" And the bloke was going, "Just check the receipt, mate. It's all there. Stop getting too close." And then he started going to the back going, I want this orange juice. This orange juice is the one I want. And he was going, "No, that's Tropicana. You only get 2-for-1 on the juice burst," or whatever it was. And then he walked past me and I went back and he went, "What are you doing? Why you step away? I do not have Corona. I am not Corona man." And I said, "That's exactly what Corona man would say." And I got nothing back from him.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. It's just weird that some people are obeying it and some people are just going, nah.
Yeah. There's a word for that though, isn't there? Covidiate.
Yeah, that's them. Covidiots.
Covidiots. One who ignores public health advice or behaves with reckless disregard for the safety of others can be said to display covidiacy or to be a covidiot, also called a lock clown.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and or even a woo. But obviously we can't use that one.
That's my favourite one.
That is the best one.
Manford. Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
You know, over the last few weeks, Steve, we've been talking about how people have managed to get creative during this time of crisis.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of people. Something to do with the boundaries or the that have been set. People are just finding imaginative ways out of them. Well, there's a story in the paper this morning about a man who got a bit sick of his partner nagging about having no bath in their house and has turned a dumper truck into a jacuzzi.
A what? Into a what, eh?
You heard. While her new house is being built, a woman has really missed being able to relax in the bath. So her partner decided to get creative and find a way she could pamper herself. Or get clean. Sorry. He's making it sound like it's not a human necessity to have a bath.
I know, but get clean in a dumper truck. This is the bit I'm struggling with.
Dave Eastwood, of course he's called Dave.
Yeah, of course
Dave
he is,
Eastwood...
Yeah.
That's exactly what Dave would do. All right, Dave, what have we done today? I put a bath in a dumper truck.
I turned a dumper truck into a jacuzzi.
Spent the last 2 years building a new home for him and his partner. What's he making out of, Lego? Yeah. Helen Ketterborough in Honley, West Yorkshire. During the build, the pair have been forced to live in their garage. The unusual living situation has meant that Helen has only had access to a shower. The 60-year-old has really missed being able to relax in a bath. In fact, she's made plainly clear to Dave on numerous occasions. Fed up by her complaining about having that very basic of human needs.
He's trying to build a house, though, to be fair. Right, I need to put this wall up. Can I have a bath yet? I'm just trying to measure the... Stop talking! To be fair...
He decided to take matters into his own hands and build a makeshift jacuzzi to shut her up.
Oh, he's not got enough to do.
These are quotes from him, by the way.
Just to shut her up.
Using the rusty bucket of a dumper truck. Oh, wow. This is really pampering her.
Yeah.
Undaunted by the lack of electricity, Dave created bubbles using a hand drill with a plastering attachment to drive some air into the liquid. So she's in a bath.
Sounds like an Iron Maiden.
With a hand drill. Once the water had warmed up, retired childminder Helen climbed in via a ladder and enjoyed a glass of wine and a long-awaited soak. Speaking about the makeshift jacuzzi, Helen said, "It was absolute heaven to me. It was really lovely to relax. We've been using just a shower in the garage, so to have a soak was really nice. We've been in the garage for 2 years now." She's dropped that in. Yeah. So I have been complaining about the lack of bath, so Dave decided to shut me up. She continued, it had to have a couple of days in the sun to warm the water up. We filled it up on Saturday and I finally got in on Monday.
And once I'd moved the leaves and the snails out, it was absolutely gorgeous. It was just a pick-me-up or pick-up I needed.
Literally a pick-up.
Literally a pick-up.
Oh, my goodness. Dave said, the best part is, this is the best part, is you can just drive it around so it's always in the sun.
That's nice. Is that the best part?
Well... What the way he says it is, he says, you have to just go slowly so the water doesn't spill. I love how he describes it like it's an element of expertise. Like we're all reading it thinking, I'm going to do this next week.
Yeah, this sounds great. I like the way he would have just done that, filled it up full of water and gone, there's your bath. Put it in the sun, it'll warm up. What's wrong with you?
It's like a Grand Designs project that ran out of money.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those, just see him. It's what's his friend, the Geordie fella. George Clark. Turn this pickup truck into a lovely, sumptuous... What is that?
Why is there a drill in the bath?
Oh, it's for the bubbles, mate. I didn't know... what? It's lost for words.
I hope he cleaned it out. There's not sand and gravel in the bottom. He like sat on a litter tray. Oh. You'd hope it was all clean.
Well, she seems happy. She's got a bath. Years without a bath, I mean, anything will do, won't it?
It's such a bloke response, though, isn't it? Rather than finish the job and actually have a proper bath in a bathroom, he'd rather spend 2 days filling a dumper truck with hot water and bubble
getting
bath.
Distracted by this other job.
This is Jason Manford. This is Absolute Radio,
where real music matters.
Since we're doing this for the foreseeable now, Steve, maybe we should get the voiceover guy, Matt Berry, to do... And Steve Urge!
Yeah, he's probably got an home studio because he does a lot of voiceovers, doesn't
he? He does. So I've seen his home studio on Toast of London.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing all the voiceover stuff. So maybe we should get a Jason Manford and Steve... And he can mispronounce your surname as well.
Yeah. Steve Anaya! Or something like that, yeah. Quarantine!
I've got some more terminology...
Oh, go on.
I've enjoyed this. This email
Germanology.
Yeah, this came from my. This is what like an email that came from. You know when you used to get emails of like funny things. Remember emails?
Remember those? Maybe that's coming back.
Maybe this came from my GP. of all people,
just is he not busy?
No, she just sent me sort of ten funny sort of responses to.
Okay.
To the thing. You know, everyone needs a laugh, don't they? Everyone needs a laugh. What about this one? The elephant in the Zoom.
What's the elephant
the
in the Zoom?
The glaring issue during video conferencing that nobody feels able to mention. For example, one participant has dramatically put on weight, suddenly sprouted terrible facial hair, has worryingly messy house, there's a naked person behind them, they forgot to turn it off and they've started taking their pants off, those sort of things.
Yeah, well, they're not muting, they're slagging everybody else off. The elephant in the Zoom is
great. The elephant in the Zoom is good, isn't it?
Yeah. Doesn't every Zoom chat start with people going, you're muted. You're muted. Yeah, now, bottom left, we can't hear you.
It's so frustrating. On our quiz on Monday nights, that is one of the most frustrating things, isn't it, when people have accidentally muted themselves.
Yeah. Well, you need to mute it when the questions come just so you can have a little chat and go.
Yeah, and if you're playing music, that's become the thing, hasn't it? Of watching Dion Dublin trying to play music last week was one of the most frustrating things I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah.
And I never thought
he's got a microphone as well. He's got his own little microphone.
I know, he's doing all these BBC Radio.
I wanted him to just play the doob. I wanted him to play that instrument he invented.
Get the doob.
Guess
out.
The theme tune on the doob.
On the doob.
Don't know. What is it?
What about this? Quentin Quarantino.
Oh, is this some. What is Quentin Quarantino? I like it.
Have a guess what it is. Quentin Quarantino.
Too much swearing. I think you're just swearing over the top.
No, it's an attention seeker using their time in lockdown to make amateur films which they're convinced are funnier and cleverer than they actually are.
Yeah, there's a lot of those about. There's a lot of Quentin Quarantine Tarantinos. Yeah, that's good. That is
I might
good.
Be a Quentin Quarantino, I'll be honest with you. I've done some. I put some stuff out on YouTube that I think, if we weren't in lockdown, would I be doing this?
Yeah, well, there's a lockdown level, isn't there? You know, standards have dropped.
Definitely,
No, I'm talking lockdown standards now. There's like a different level.
Yeah, when we're watching the new Spider-Man, he's just blue screening on his sofa.
Yeah, with a bookcase behind him. Gotta have a bookcase.
Gotta have a bookcase. Jason.
Manford.
Good morning, Jason and Steve on Absolute Radio this morning, here with you till 11 o'clock or 12 if you're listening on the Decade stations. That's the ones I listen to, if I'm honest, Steve. I listen to Absolute.
Which one?
80s.
What decade? What decade? 80s, yeah.
I go 80s generally, yeah. Absolute 80s.
Nice.
Obviously, there's the 60s, 70s, 90s, noughties, 10s, and even the 20s, which has only just started.
Yeah.
And it's not like back in the day. It's not like people doing the Charleston. It's like this 20s that we're in
this now. This 20s, yeah. Oh, that'd be nice if there was a 1920s with the Charleston one, though, just sort of Gatsby stuff. That'd be lovely.
That would be quite good, wouldn't it? And there's going to be an absolute 40s as well during the VE Day celebrations coming up.
Oh, I might tune into that one.
Keep your ears and eyes out for that. Now, you've got Disney Plus, haven't you?
Yeah. I think everybody with kids has got Disney Plus now, haven't they?
Everybody got it, didn't
literally the day it came out.
Well, yeah, I know. And then I saw some advert where they were giving it away with O2 customers. I was livid.
That's annoying.
I was gutted. 6 months free. I was like, what? Damn you, Sean Bean.
Oh, that's a typical Bean, isn't it?
Typical Sean Bean. But this week they got into a bit of a sticky situation. To be fair to him, it was Twitter, as always, taking something that was meant to be nice and fun and spoiling it. But essentially,
that doesn't sound like Twitter. They usually really balance nuanced responses on Twitter.
No. Essentially, what happened was Disney were attempting to rouse sort of Star Wars fans on social media by encouraging them to share their favourite memories of the films, right? And it slightly backfired after its streaming service said that those tweets and the account handles could be used for the company's purpose. So they essentially sent out one that said, celebrate the saga, reply with your favourite hashtag Star Wars memory, and you may see it somewhere special on hashtag May the 4th.
Nice.
And what Twitter then decided Disney were trying to do was, because they sent out like a legal thing saying, by sharing the message with us using the May the 4th hashtag, you agree to the use of the message and your account name in all media and our terms of use. Like a legal thing on Twitter.
Yeah.
So obviously Twitter decided to criticise and make a mockery of it by essentially saying that Disney were trying to commandeer the phrase May the 4th, like as if they'd invented the phrase.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people saying, my favourite Star Wars memory would be the time Disney tried to lay legal claim to every tweet on Twitter that used this particular hashtag. So that's what they sort of went for, you know, which did make me laugh at the time, but was also a bit unfair on Disney, which I would say, because they're highly litigious. But it did...
Everything you just said.
Yeah, exactly. But it did get me thinking about phrases that you use yourself all the time, which you sort of even think that maybe you invented or that you popularized yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like I've been binging crikey back for quite a while now. I mean, I didn't invent the phrase, it's an old phrase, but I've definitely been bringing it back. I'm bringing
like Timberlake bringing crikey like back. I'm bringing crikey back. Do you have to say it in an high-pitched voice as well?
No, crikey. No, I've kept it fairly normal. But that's what that would be my input to the world of linguistics, is that I'm bringing crikey back, and I've been bringing it back in a big way.
That's a very good input. Well done.
Yeah. Whether or not that's true and other people are using that phrase, I don't know. Is there a phrase you or any of your family members use quite a lot that you're hearing a lot of at the moment?
I don't think so, no. But I mean, maybe I've got it off you, but I'm a big fan of the crikey.
I like crikey.
Yeah.
I like crikey.
Crikey.
Yeah, and you definitely
says everything, doesn't it?
I invented it.
Yeah, you definitely invented it. I'm sure we've had this conversation before where I invented it.
Crikey.
Yeah, crikey. It can be used in every circumstance you want, can't it?
Oh,
size of a meal. Crikey.
I tell you what's a great phrase. I've been using this phrase a lot at home.
Go on.
And it comes up a lot between me and my wife. And it's a great sort of get out of jail free card, but at the same time without sort of losing your position in the argument, which is, look, it's not a hill I want to die on.
Do you know what? I've heard this a lot on something. What did I hear this? I was listening or watching something the other day, and they said that phrase loads. Yeah.
It's not a hill I want to die on. Is it a hill you want to die on? Yeah. It's like, for the people who don't know what it means, it basically means, like, if in an argument, how important is this argument to you? Like, is this, at this moment in the battle,
yeah,
is this the hill you want to die on? Or are you happy to,
yeah,
to sort of, you know, get back?
Let's move on to another hill. We'll die on a bigger hill or a bigger battle.
Exactly. Let's I've got loads more here. Hills that I'm happy to die on those ones, but not this one. So I've been using that quite a lot. And it's a lovely phrase because essentially what you're saying is, it is important to me, but I'm the bigger person here. And so I'm not going to die on this hill.
I understand the length of battle and how wars work. And this is what you think is important. If you think this is a big battle, you wait to. If I could tell you stories of battles I've had that would make your hair go grey, like Paddy McGuinness, like that.
The Sergio Aguero of Bolton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the phrase I've been using quite a lot. It's not the hill I want to die on. It's a good one. You can have that. You can have that. The world. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Is that a hill you want to die on, Steve?
It's not a hill I want to die on.
No, well, maybe then you should do the washing up. Essentially, okay. That's how a lot of the conversations have gone.
Oh, it's big. It's not even a big hill, then.
I know. There's some quite. I realise there's some quite patronising phrases that I use just in my everyday home life. I use this one quite a lot with the kids. Hey, when they're arguing, I go, guys, there are more important things than being right. That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, like that is good. It's quite similar to the other one, to the it's not a hill I want to die on.
Yeah, I wouldn't dare use it with my wife.
No,
that's too on the nose.
And you wouldn't use the hill you want to die on with the kids because they'd be like, what?
Bit violent. Yeah, exactly. Kat on Facebook says, you know when we say it's toast, as in it's dead, it's gone, defunct?
Yeah.
But my husband's American and he says, that is ready for the butter. And he says it all the time.
So it's been toasted. It's toast. It's ready for the butter.
Yeah, it's ready for the butter. So it's 21 years worth of students introduced to this phrase.
Ready for the butter.
That's ready for the butter.
Hmm?
I think I prefer it's toast.
Yeah, because toast, when you say it's toast, I just mean burnt to a crisp, not necessarily bread related. Whereas that's ready for the butter, that sounds like you've made some toast.
Yeah, and also, it's toast means it's over and it's ruined and it's dead and it's gone. If it's ready for butter, then that toast has been toasted to perfection.
So and now you're going to eat it. It's got its next bit of its life when it gets gobbled up. Lovely.
So it doesn't make any sense if you go, if you're like looking at somebody and they're over, they're defunct, they're gone, and somebody says, well, he's ready for the butter. You're like, well, he's not, is he? Because he's
dead. Yeah. Right, that's the end of this conversation. Now let's have some toast because I've just made some lovely bread. What? No.
Nikki Swift says, dongle. The term dongle, coined by my father when USB sticks first became available. Where the heck is it, that stupid thing? The dongle thing for the computer. And it's now widely used.
The dongle?
Yeah, the dongle. She thinks that her father used it, and it's wildly.
He invented the phrase dongle.
He invented the phrase dongle, mate.
Okay.
Nicky Swift's dad.
Okay.
There you go. So that's who you got.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did. Because he was just searching for a word. The dongle thing.
The dongle thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Also, mantrum. That's hers. Nikki also claims mantrum, which is a manly tantrum when men throw tools about and huff violently because things aren't going their own way.
I've not heard that one before. Yeah, mantrum. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mantrums. Yeah. Charlie Wilkins, one of my favourite sayings is we'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Oh, that's nice. We'll burn that bridge when we get to it. Yeah. That just says, that's anarchy, isn't it? That's the end of everything. Right. I think we've got to wait. What are you doing? What are you doing? I've just set fire to the bridge. That was the way out. Oh, I've misunderstood this.
We were going to cross that bridge when we got to it.
Oh, I thought we were going to burn it when we come to it. No, we were going to cross it when we come to it to get to the other side.
Well, you burnt those bridges, haven't you? I quite like that. That's almost bridges. That's when you know you're going to a party full of people you don't really like, and you know at some point you'll have a drink and say something wrong. You know what I mean? Like, do you really want me to come to this party? Yes, you've got to come because, you know, Agatha's going to be there, Sarah's going to be there, all those. But I don't really like those people, love. Just come. You know what'll happen? We'll burn those bridges when we get to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like being at a party with TV execs and then just going, I watched that, I was rubbish. That was my show.
I actually made that.
It was well produced. It was well put together. It was great there. Somebody pulled all that together. I'm just saying it wasn't for me. I mean, my wife loved it. My wife loved it. But I'm fussy, me. I like, I'm going to leave. Take care.
Judith says that her husband invented the phrase singing from the same hymn sheet.
Really?
Yeah, okay. He invented that phrase.
Yeah, okay.
Singing from the same hymn sheet. Husband thought it was something he made up for years until he heard a football commentator say it. I don't know what the commentator was commentating on.
Yeah, they are the first people to utter phrases that are very widespread.
Hayley Iron says, we called our son a drama llama way before it started to come out in shops and on clothes and on bedding.
Okay, yeah, that sounds reasonable. That could have happened.
Drama
that could have happened. Drama llama.
I like it. Jason. Absolute Radio. Manford. Where real music matters. I'm loving these quotes and phrases that people reckon they invented. Emma's got a good one, though. A stealthy. She stealthy. Says, I'm pretty sure I made it up. A stealthy. She said, I came up with this independently 12 years ago. She's got a timestamp on it.
That's even before selfies.
Yeah. A stealthy is trying to take a photo of someone with your phone without being caught. Stealthy.
No, that's pretty good. I like that.
I quite like that. I get occasionally when I'm on public transport, someone will try and do a stealthy. And I'm always like, just come and ask me for a picture. I'm fine with it.
If it's
I'm not
blatant,
one of those who's
going
to be like, how dare you? I love it when the flash goes off. That's the best.
Yeah, or it makes a noise. Oh, forgot to mute it.
Oh, oopsie daisy. One of my favourites recently was a few weeks back when, a few weeks back. It would have been about a year ago. Everything's just, all time has gone now, isn't it?
Is irrelevant.
Where somebody very confidently, so you know the phrase that Alan Partridge uses quite a lot? He says, back of the net.
Yeah.
And we were sort of chatting, and she just, out of nowhere, just went, she said something, and something had gone right for her, and she went, ha, ha, back of the neck. She said, back of the neck. Yeah, but with absolute confidence, like she'd been saying it all, like, wrong all this time.
I know people who say, you know, when you've just been wrong, you go, sorry, that's my bad. I know people who say, my bag. Oh, sorry, my bag. My bag.
No.
I've got a mate Josh Bolt, who played my Sonny Benador. He thought the American actor was called not Samuel L. Jackson, but Samuel Jackson. He thought his name was Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson?
Yeah, like the Americans say like Bernard instead of Bernard. Yeah. He thought his name was Samuel.
Samuel Jackson.
You know Samuel Jackson. He's Samuel.
No.
Samuel
nope.
L. Jackson. Samuel.
There's an L in there, isn't there?
Yeah, Samuel. No, there's two L's.
Is it?
Who's Samuel Jackson?
I wonder
why has he got an L in the middle? Who is Samuel?
What is that about? How long did
must
he
be a Samuel Jackson?
Oh, you think there's someone else on the list of actors?
There must be someone on the spotlight list who's called Samuel Jackson. And then when he turned up to register in the 70s or whatever, they went, oh, there's already a Samuel Jackson. He went, oh, I'll be Samuel L. Jackson then.
I feel like it stands for Leroy. I think he's you know, like Michael J. Fox has got.
I hope you're right.
It does. It stands for Leroy. Leroy
just Googled
Jackson.
It.
That's his actual middle name.
He should have gone with Leroy Jackson. That's a great actor's name.
Leroy Jackson's a much better name. There it is on Wikipedia. Samuel Leroy Jackson.
There
so
you
the
go.
L does stand for Leroy.
Yeah, it should have been Leroy Jackson. Oof.
Samuel Jackson.
Dangerous. Yeah. I've got a little one.
Oh yeah, go on.
Somebody else I used to work with, she used to, when she was a kid, her mum, I think her mum was French, and she said there was when her room was a really bad mess, her mum used to say, she thought in French, like a French word for like a mess everywhere was a bomzete. And she used to call it a bomzete. And she's like, that's what it means. It must be a French word meaning everything's mess. It was only when she got older, she realised her mum was saying, it looks like a bomzete. And she was going, bomzete. And she thought it was a French way of saying something's a mess. A bomzete. Looks like a bomzete.
I love that.
Look at this place. It looks like a bomzete.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Where real
music matters.
I'm liking bombsite. I think I might use that as a new phrase.
The bombsite.
Yeah, I like phrases like that have become that have sort of come out of your family genuinely. Obviously, we've sort of heard some phrases from people there which are claiming are theirs. But sometimes there is a phrase that's genuinely yours. Like bombsite is your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their families. Because our one here is we use my daughter when she was younger used to get a memory and to remember mixed up. And so now, even now at five, she says, I've got a really good remembery.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? I like those kids do that things.
Yeah, and we sort of use that now, like in replacement of the word to remember or memory. A remembery.
And then there's a point where they learn the actual word and then you say it and they correct you.
Yeah.
Like I've been corrected by a fire. My son and I, we were like playing space shuttle. We landed on all the planets yesterday. We had like tins everywhere going, this one's Mars, that one's Jupiter. And every time we took off, I'd go, blasto. And he'd go, no, it's blast off. And I'd go, all right, sorry. That's it.
I've learned it from you.
Yeah. Well, it is that thing when, because a lot of the teachers at my son's nursery are all Spanish. So he learned all the colours, you know, in Spanish as well as English. And I remember talking to Claire Sweeney's got a kid the same age, and she said, oh, how old's Hal? And I was like, oh, he's four or whatever. And she went, does he still say Lelo? And I says, no, he says Amarillo. Because he's learned it in Spanish.
That was one of the worst moments for me. I remember my daughter was about six and she was still saying Lelo.
Lelo. It's quite common, isn't it, Lelo?
Yeah, I think a lot of kids say Lelo instead of yellow. But I remember there was a moment where it was maybe like the June time. She was starting school in the September and she was going to be in yellow group. And I thought, right, she needs to be able to pronounce this word properly. So we spent a good day on it, you know, say yeah, 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 yellow. We're just doing that. And then eventually that afternoon something happened and she went, oh, look, Dad, this is yellow. And she got it right. And I was happy, but I was also deeply heartbroken.
Lost a little bit there, yeah. I
just
know what
something
you mean.
We'd lost, just a tiny bit.
We're not going to hear that anymore. We're not going to hear Lelo anymore.
Shannon says, my mum once said the word autumnal and my stepdad was so enraged because she said, you can't just make up words.
You can't just make up words. Autumnal.
Even when we Googled it and showed him the results, he thought we were tricking him with a joke webpage.
You can prove out with facts. No.
Autumnal does sound like a made-up word if you've never heard it before.
I wouldn't even know how to spell it.
Lisa says, on a family holiday in Portugal years ago, we came across a sign that apologised for the ongoing building work. They had clearly just got a translation dictionary out and written, sorry for us keeping on being built. It's become a family saying for all unfinished building work and jobs that have not been
That's
done.
That's good. That's nice. I like that.
Sorry for us keeping on being built. Little family phrases. Love it.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Steve, now I rang you the other day and in the background I could hear people dry heaving in your house.
Oh, yeah.
What was going on there?
My wife had ordered some... It was...
My wife.
Yeah. It was goat's milk kefir.
Sounds awful already.
It is, I mean, kefir, I think, generally is awful, but this was like the good stuff. I mean, when she opened the bottle, it took about 15 minutes to open the bottle because the amount of fizz that was coming out of it,
fizzy goat's milk.
Yeah.
That's just made my stomach fermented, just flip a little
fermented.
Bit.
Oh,
fermented is never a word I want to hear.
It's a natural fizz. I mean, that sounds even worse.
Natural
Things
fizz.
Shouldn't be naturally fizzy.
No. That's like the other day when I went in a drawer that had bread in it and the packet was hot because it had gone off.
Yeah.
And I don't know whatever thing was going on.
Chemical
in the bread.
Reaction had gone on there.
But the bread was hot. The packet was hot. Like at the same time, that your thing shouldn't
well,
be fermented.
It was awful. It was awful. I mean,
so
she has
tell
to,
me first.
You know, inside gut. Out cleanliness. So, you know.
Inside out. So it's for the
gut. It's for your gut. It's like a. It's like a you know, really sort of organic Yakult.
Okay. And how much, big is it? How much do you have to drink?
I think it's like 170 milliliters a morning. But the smell, I mean, it's like, smells like fizzy bile. is the best way I can describe it.
Tell me more.
Yeah, great band. But saw them at Latitude on a Six Music stage. They were Fizzy Bile. It's two sort of sisters from Denmark. So it's, but it's awful. And I had a the smell was enough, but I had a sip. She's like on day three. She's she said it. The weird thing is, because it carries on fermenting, like a sourdough, it carries on making the gas and fermenting and all that. God, it gets worse every day. Gets worse every day.
And tell me how much it is per bottle.
I've no idea. I didn't ask that question.
Don't ask that, because I reckon it's like 40 quid. It'd be something.
No, it came from a company that just does this, that just does goat's milk kefir. So that's their livelihood. So it's not going to be cheap. This isn't from the co-op. This is going to be grade A terror in a bottle.
Right. Okay. Great. And so you tried it, and your son tried it. I heard Hal was having a little go.
Yeah, Hal had a little try, and he didn't like it. Naturally, I mean, I don't know why. I mean, it could have gone either way, couldn't it? He likes sucking on a lime and a lemon sometimes, which is quite tart in it. But he didn't like it. And then an hour later, we were in the car, and he out of nowhere just did a review of it.
So this is the is Steve's son's review on goat's milk kefir.
Bone juice was the horrible drink I've never seen.
Well, that's put me off.
Well, it's like you said earlier on about kids getting the words the wrong way around. Instead of saying ever tasted, he said never tasted. Yeah. Most horrible drink I've never tasted.
That's because he wishes never seen. He never tasted it.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's cleverer than we think.
This is
Jason Manford.
This is
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Now, Steve, I sent you a little present in the post.
Yeah, yeah. That was nice. Nice little treat. I didn't know what it was. I love a post present at the minute. When the postman comes, it's the best time of day, isn't it? But it was a big
box. Did he just knock on and leave it on the wall?
He did. He knocked on and leave it. He pointed at it. There. Walked off.
So I sent you a Zoom box.
Mm.
Now, they only launched last week. The boxes are based on the theme of people having digital parties from birthdays. And, you know, obviously people can't get married at the moment. We had a 40th the other night just on Zoom. And these boxes you can have sent out to all the people involved in the party. So you've all got the sort of same things. It's little sweet treats, there's drinks, there's activities, and there's gift ideas in there. So it's a lot of fun. Now, a friend of mine came up with this idea, Stephanie Ledigo, who I've known for many years. And she mentioned it about, I don't know, 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And I was like, if I'm honest with you, Steve, I thought, that doesn't sound like it's going to be a great idea. How can that? That can't sell.
So if you were a dragon, you'd be out.
Had have gone, yeah. No, I'm out. And
oh, you'd
now,
have been a Scottish dragon. Okay.
I'd have been a Scottish dragon. I'm out. And now she's basically selling about 1,000 of these a day. Okay. I'm not the guy who turned down the Beatles.
Yeah, that's you. That's you.
That's what I am. I've got Steph online, actually. Morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Morning, my love. Now, Steph, you when you came up with these, did you think they were going to be as popular as they are?
Definitely not. No, I was like, right, if I sell 50 of these, I can pay my rent or whatever. I was just like, yeah, I'll do this. And then it started going a bit crazy, really.
Crazy.
I'm delighted. It's very, very exciting.
I bet you. So the options include you can have in a bartender or a cupcake creator on your Zoom helping you create the perfect evening for your home. You've got all these people involved as well.
Yeah, we're trying to support as many local businesses as we can to keep them sort of going. So we've got like coffee boxes, date night boxes. We've got the bakery boxes where you can order like loads of baked stuff. So they're all like local Manchester businesses. So yeah, we can pretty much whatever people ask me, I say we've got a box for it, and then I just make it up.
Amazing.
So it's lovely. And then people are so happy when they get them. So we're trying to make people happy. Yeah,
I love it. So Steve got sent. What's in yours, Steve? I don't know. I don't actually know what's in yours. I've got Steph to choose.
Let me grab it. I've had to move it downstairs area because people are going through.
You won't get it. We'll have a pause.
No, I've got it here. I was just saying I've had to bring it up with me because if I'd have left it downstairs, there'd be nothing left in there.
Oh right, I see.
So they've already sort of started bagsing stuff. But I've got some. I've got some of that lovely that smoker's playing. And coffee from the Cheshire Smoker. It's like little, because I live down in Twickenham now, it's like a little northern box of treasures. There's all sorts in here.
There's a chocolate website, Steph.
Northern box of treasures. I've got an apple cider vinegar shot here, which is not a million miles away from the kefir. Yeah. Maybe I'll do that in a minute for a laugh.
What have I got? Apple cider vinegar with honey and turmeric.
Oh, we both do one.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's meant to be good for you.
Is that good for you?
Yes, very good for you, isn't it?
Go on then, I'll do it if you do it.
Okay.
Now? I'm opening mine right now. Are these nice, Steph? What are these? Where are these from, Willie's?
Yeah, they are nice. So these are basically like your Sunday morning hangover boxes. So the shot is supposed to bring you back to life. So if you've had a heavy night on your quizzes or whatever.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we've opened it now.
So it's got everything that you need. But yeah, do it. Give it a go.
Yeah. Okay. Go on then. After three. One, two, three.
I mean, actually not too bad.
It's all right, actually.
I mean, it is a bit like an apple with a bit of cider.
Yeah, no, it's and all then right.
Yeah, that's
that.
All right, that. That's quite
we've
nice.
We've got some Jaffa Cakes nibbles in there. We've got some kettle chips. We've got some lovely cookies. Have they been freshly made, those cookies?
I've ate them crisps already.
Yeah, everything's freshly made. And then you've got face masks in animal form to you know, cheer up your day as well and replenish the facial.
Some coffee body scrub. There's... Yeah. There's everything in there. You've thought of everything. Wowza.
We tried to.
It's lovely. It's a lovely idea. And it's... I mean, I can't believe how many you're selling. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The back of your car is full of them.
Yeah, we've turned my flat into like a warehouse. So we're just making boxes all the time, me and my flatmate. So it's become a full-time job. But I hand deliver all the local ones. And then we just sent one to New York this morning. We did Tokyo yesterday.
Wow.
So it's going worldwide, baby.
That's great.
Sounds great. Well, I tell you what, congratulations. And I'm only sorry that I didn't get involved when you first mentioned it. I could have been like one of the dragons. I could be rich now.
Yeah.
Quite a few people told me not to do it, actually, but I ignored them all, so that's good.
Well, to be fair to myself, Steph, I never said not to do it.
Okay,
I never said not
out.
To do it. I did miss out, though, yeah. I do feel a bit stupid about that. Wow. Well, best of luck. Where can people find these for themselves? How can they order one?
The website will be up in a couple of days, but if you can go to Instagram, it's at ZoomboxUK, and the same for Facebook, and we will reply. It'll be me replying. I've got carpal tunnel in my hand from replying to too many people. But, yeah, we're on there all the time.
Great. Well, I'm going to put my face mask. I've got a face mask here, Steve. I'm going to put my face mask on.
Lovely. Send us a picture.
It's not like a face mask. We should clarify. It's a face mask for, like, detoxifying your face rather than covering your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't go to the Sainsbury's with it.
Because you said face mask and then you said a fox one. It was like... Yeah, I've got a fox one that's a sort of... It's like a face mask, what we used to call a face mask before we now call face masks.
Yeah, it's for health reasons. Yeah,
I like it. Lovely. All right, Steph, well, best of luck. I hope you make £1 million.
Thank you. I'll lend you some if you need some.
All right, see you later.
Make sure you rub his face in it.
Thank you. Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio. Where real music matters. Oh, I've got my lovely my face mask on, Steve. From
what are you?
Zoombox. I'm a leopard. It's a leopard.
I've got a wolf. I'm going to go wolf. No, not a wolf. A fox. I'm going to do fox later.
Nice. All sorts of things. I like this. So we got the hangover box.
Wow.
So it's sort of for the next morning. Coffee scrub, face mask, and all sorts of things. But they do all sorts. I'm sort of a little bit. I'm obviously happy for her.
Yeah, you don't sound happy.
Doing well, do I not?
Obviously, I'm happy. Obviously,
there was just a moment there where I could have probably got. I could have got involved on a you know, financial level, and. Yeah. I made some money out of this, and I sort of mentioned it flippantly about, but it was Decca, wasn't it? It was Decca who said no to the Beatles, that famous story.
Yeah.
They went to play for execs, but Decca were not impressed. Now I feel like the people who turned the Beatles down. Although, weirdly, do you know this? This is something I looked at this morning when I was looking at other people who'd made ridiculous mistakes, like me. Do you know that... the Beatles, in a sort of roundabout way, we got the Beatles to thank for CT scans.
No, I don't know this.
I don't know this. This is a weird fact that I, you know, you sort of end up in a little rabbit warren of information on the internet. Well, obviously, Decca turned the Beatles down, and he went off to work for EMI. And EMI at the time had lots of different. Work going on. It wasn't just focused on music. They had the electricity and music, you know, all these different things going on. The story starts with Jeffrey Hounsfield, a researcher at EMI back in 1950s. He did some pioneering work on computers, helping to build the first all-transistor computer, but the division wasn't profitable for EMI, and the company sold its computer business in 1962, right when they signed the Beatles, and that's when they started to focus on music. But his standing was so good within the company that they let him conduct independent research with funding from the Beatles' string of massive successes in the 1960s. So with the money they got from the Beatles, he went on to invent the CT scanner, which EMI first released in 1972 and got the Nobel Peace Prize. And got the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1979 for his invention.
Look at that.
How about that for a little bit of a... A little bit of trivia this morning.
That is a little rabbit warren you've dropped down there. Isn't it? Did you really get to that? Were you just typing in how old was Paul McCartney and then went, Paul McCartney, here, mate. And then just went, that's a game that I'm playing quite a lot at the moment.
Yeah.
You do that, there's three of you just sat there on the settee and you go, if somebody comes on, you go, how old do you reckon Paul McCartney is? Right, let's go. What are you saying? Seven. I remember when he was 64 because that was a thing. So I'm going to go 72. And you all just try and guess. It's a great game.
Love it. So there you go, the Beatles. So Decca turned down the Beatles. I turned down their Zoombox. The UK government, do you know this? The UK government said no to the light bulb.
Oh.
When the light bulb was invented. Edison,
I think that's
said,
weirdly,
nah.
That is, yeah, but that is also weirdly linked to EMI because I think the guy who started a Thorn, which the Thorn EMI became the music arm in the sort of 80s.
There you go.
I know, I've read a book on this. But I've got it since near somewhere the music stops. But yeah, Thorn EMI was a company that when the two big companies merged.
Weird. Yeah, the British government said it's okay. The light bulb is okay for our transatlantic friends, but unworthy of attention of practical or scientific men.
We've not changed, have we?
So obnoxious, aren't we?
Yeah.
And Blockbuster and Netflix. In 2000, Blockbuster was the king of home entertainment. Mm. Netflix was a struggling online mail order company in urgent need of cash.
Like Love Film.
That's right. Its CEO offered to sell up to $50 million, but the head of Blockbuster said it was a ludicrous offer. Today, Netflix is valued at $70 billion and Blockbuster Video is all but dead. None of these are making me feel better about turning down Zoombox UK.
No. You know, this is just like a list of missed opportunities. It's awful.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Good morning. It's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio with Steve Edge.
Morning.
Thanks to our friends at Anchor Butter, we are giving you the chance to win a family bundle of goodies to get you through spring and summer. It includes a PlayStation 4 as well as a cracking bundle of great prizes. We've teamed up with Anchor Butter to spread some joy in this time of crisis. Family time is important to me and I know it's important to them too. You lot have been going onto the Absolute Radio website to tell us your funny stories of when kids in your family have been less than perfect. And Steve, we've got a few crackers.
Okay.
We've got Nicola Noon, we've got Ryan Noble and Emma England, okay? Here's the three. Nicole says, my two-year-old Ava Grace learnt how to unlock toilet door locks. Well, that's not good, is it?
No.
That's not a good start. This is not good when you have your trousers around your ankles and she makes a run for it out of the toilets. So me, being as ditzy as I am, tried to run with my pants and jeans still round my ankles. Safe to say, my bottom was on show for the whole supermarket and staff found it hilarious. I was mortified. Kids, they know how to humiliate you without meaning to. Running round a freezer department with your bum out.
Yeah. That's bad.
That's Nicole. All right, Ryan Noble. When my daughter was 16... she tried to sneak out of the house to see her boyfriend. What she did not realise until she actually got out the window was that she was scared of heights. And I ended up having to carry her back into the house. Mortified. Yeah, no boyfriend's worth being high up, is it?
No.
And Emma England says, I was on the bus with my son who was keeping himself entertained by singing his favourite nursery rhymes. An old lady told him she had enjoyed the concert and gave him 50p. I said, what do you say? Expected him to say thank you, but instead he said, I don't want this, I want a pound. I was very embarrassed.
That's good.
Well, three cracking stories. We're going to play a song and deliberate which one is the best and deserves the prize. I mean, I've got my favourite, but I'll see if Steve agrees. Yeah. It's all thanks to Anchor Butter, at the heart of Britain's brilliant foods, providing buttery betterness since 1886.
Jason. Absolute Radio.
Radio. Manford. Where real music matters.
Good morning, the Jason Manford Show with Steve Edge here on Absolute Radio. And for the next few weeks, we're giving away a chance for you to win a bundle of goodies for all the family, thanks to Anchor Butter. Before that song, I read out three great stories from people whose kids have been less than perfect. We had Nicole's daughter, who has learnt to unlock toilet doors, leaving her bare bottom on show to the whole supermarket. Ryan Noble, who had to rescue his 16-year-old daughter trying to sneak out of a top window to see her boyfriend. And Emma England's cheeky son, who, when given 50p from a stranger on a bus, asked for a pound. So, there are three stories. Steve, you've had time to think about them. Which story did you love the most, and who was deserving of that prize?
Well, it was a tough call. We went through them all individually. Yeah. All very good. But I think the kid on the bus asking for a pound rather than 50p is the winner for me.
That's the winner. Because you could just imagine yourself in that moment, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. Because buses, I mean, you're trapped on the bus then as well. That's the other thing. There was when I was teaching my son to like potty train, I think Marks and Spencer have got a book called Pirate Poo Poo, Pirate Pete or something. Yeah, yeah. And he's a pirate, you know, he's a pirate and it's all about potty training. And there was an old bloke on the bus with one eye, with an eye patch over his eye.
Oh God.
And he said hello to my son, and my son went, "Are you Pirate Pete?"
Amazing.
And to be fair to the bloke, he went, "I do look like a pirate." And then he started telling stories about when he was on the sea and he was nicking, you know, gold bullions from the bottom of the sea. So he joined in, but that could have been really uncomfortable.
That could have gone pretty awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, it could have gone really bad.
So the winner this week is Emma England and her son. Well done to you guys. Congratulations. Yeah, family entertainment bundle on the way to you now. For your chance to win, all you've got to do is head to the absoluteradio.co.uk website and tell us your favourite funny story of when a kid has been less than perfect. It's all thanks to Anchor Butter, at the heart of Britain's brilliant food, providing buttery betterness since 1886.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Hey Steve, before we go, let me tell you, I do a kids quiz on Wednesday afternoon on my YouTube channel at 1:30. And I'm doing one for adults on a Friday evening at 8 o'clock as well. And one of the most popular rounds that's come out of it is riddles. You know, we talked about a few of them last week.
Oh, yeah, riddles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to give you a couple of riddles to think about. Maybe you'll get them straight away.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Maybe it'll take you all week. I don't know. So first, here we go. Poor people have it, rich people need it, but if you eat it, you'll die. What is it?
I know it. Nothing.
Nothing. Very good. All right, yeah. All right. What about this one then?
Okay. Okay.
What occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, and never in 1,000 years?
Once in a minute, twice in a moment,
and never in 1,000 years.
The letter M?
Oh, all right there. Einstein, yeah. Very good.
Yes. He's gone from clapping horses to guessing both of them in the space
Damn
of a
it.
Week.
All right. What is light as a feather? But even the world's strongest man couldn't hold it for more than 3 minutes.
Oof. Oh. Clapping horse?
I'm going to leave you on that one.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you on that one. I'm going to leave the nation on that one. You can have a think about it all week. Let us know on Twitter and Facebook if you can work that one out.
Don't Google it.
To hear from you. Do not Google it. What would be the point? What's the point? But yeah, stick around. Come over to my Facebook page, my YouTube channel. We've got a kids' comedy club. We've got the quizzes. We've got loads of things going on. So trying to keep you entertained, trying to keep my little corner of the internet entertained. Have a lovely week. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. What are you up to today, Steve? Anything fun planned?
I am now, this is what I do every day, just after I've had my breakfast, I'm now going on a little walk, which is what I do. I go on YouTube, type in any city, Budapest, Berlin. I went to Leipzig this morning. Just type in that, city walk, and then a name of a city, and then there'll be a little video of somebody walking around the city for about an hour with no dialogue. It's like having a little walk outside the house. It's like going abroad without going anywhere.
But without going anywhere. Lovely. Nice, well, that sounds a lot of fun. Well, enjoy that. Enjoy your laying cables and touching cloths. And I'll see you next week.
Jason Manford. Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.